My man, Billy Sparks. Man, it's been a long time. How you doing?
Everything's cool, Tom. How you doing, Boston brother?
I'm doing all right, man.
Great.
Oh, the news. When it came down, I was so shocked, like everyone else.
Yep.
Man.
Yep. Well, Tom, we all got to taste death, so ain't nothing we can do. You know what I mean?
Here's what I want to know. I knew he had hip problems and hip pain, and so did I. And once I got the surgery, I still had some pain, but, you know.
Yeah.
But did he have a hip replacement or just hip surgery?
He just had hip surgery, not a replacement.
Right.
You know?
That's why it was still pain. Because once you do the pain, the surgery, the replacement, you can live with that pain.
Yeah. So, you know, again, and wearing them high heels for a long time, Tanya. You know, I'm high heels and jumping around for 20 years off them stages and heels. So I'm about to happen. You know, we just human now.
You know.
We just human.
Golly.
But, the best thing is, man, Prince left a hell of a legacy. And, you know, what I respect him for is the music, of course, and his artistry. And he's one of a kind. I used to tell him, I said, man, you know, on that stage, it's been three major ones, James, Michael, and yourself. You three brothers were just, and that's what Prince was king. And I used to tell him, I said, man, you know, sometimes I'd be frustrated about the records. I said, man, Prince, listen, on stage, you can kill them, okay? And they, you have no equal. So, you know, don't even worry about it, you know. But, you know, Prince was he always liked competition and he wanted to stay relevant, you know. And this last tour he did, which I wasn't out there with him, the one he just did with the piano and the microphone was absolutely beautiful, you know. And
you weren't with him for that?
No, I wasn't with him for that.
I thought, you know, now Prince has gone through a lot of people.
Yeah.
A lot of people.
Yep.
On stage, behind stage.
Yep.
Lawyers, managers, yep. Everybody. But yep. The one person who stayed with Prince the entire career was Billy Sparks.
No, I was there, Tom, and then me and Prince parted ways, you know. He got a little frustrated with me. He was telling me I couldn't bust those records no more. And I was like, Prince.
Because he went to the internet.
But I mean, you know, and then he wants to
promote.
You
can't promote records on the internet. Yeah. Like
he still wanted to get airplay on the regular stations, right?
Yeah.
You know, and I tried to explain to him what's going on. I said, boss, let me explain something to you today. This stuff today is different. You know, it's all about call out research and stuff. I mean, you know, so, you know, guys like you and Michael, you know, although you guys are two great talents, the radio is going to negate the other new, you know, that, other than the Urban AC stations that play this, but it's not like the old days, man. And I said, Prince, have you heard radio? Do you listen to radio? Of course, I don't listen to radio. Okay, well, how are you going to battle them? You don't really listen to the plan of action.
You know,
but we party cool, Tom. You
what,
know,
what did he say about me? What did he say about me?
You were a dear friend. We love you to pieces. Mm. But he was a little upset when you said about Cherry Moon. He called me in about a month after moving out. He says, I'm hearing Tom Joyner saying some things about me, about the movie. I said, sir, I didn't hear him. He said, well, I heard it was pretty hard. I said, you know.
All I said was, Under the Cherry Moon was the worst movie of all time.
Oh, God.
And then I heard back from Billy. He said, Billy said, Prince said, you said that it was the worst movie of all time. I said, He said, all time? Of all the movies.
Did he ever forgive him, Billy?
Luckily, Tom didn't work for Prince, so he'd have got a pink slip that day.
he never forgave me. Even I apologized in person. I came to Paisley Park. Remember that, Billy?
Yep. I absolutely remember. Absolutely. You know, but...
And then when I wanted to get him on the cruise, I called Billy. I said, Billy, I want Prince on the cruise. You know he hasn't forgiven you.
No, I didn't say that. I said it's going to cost you $1 million. And you like, $1 million?
And I said, he must not have forgiven me. Because I know he ain't charging everybody $1 million. Then I called his bluff.
And
the
said,
next
okay.
year, I said, okay, I'll pay you $1 million. I don't want to do it. All because of Under the Cherry Moon. And I don't know why you didn't feel the same way, too, because he didn't put you in under the cherry moon.
Way it turned out, Tom, I'm okay. I'm okay. I'm okay, Tom. I'm okay.
As you can tell, me and Billy go way back.
Absolutely.
Way back.
Well, Tom, you know, it's always a pleasure, man. And, you know, but one thing about it, Tom, you know, on the real tip, Prince had a lot of respect for you, man. We all did, man, what you were doing. You know, you took it to another level, getting your own company and everything. And you've done tremendous, man. Really.
Oh, thank you.
You're commendable for what you've done and what you're doing in the community, have been doing in the community, man. You're one of the true icons in this life. And I thought about you the other week when our good friend Doug passed.
Yeah.
Thanks. And I know you and him were like joined at the hips as brothers. You know?
Yeah.
And that was a hurting thing too.
Yeah. And then turn around, then Prince came. It's been rough, man.
Yeah. Then our good brother Mom Ali the other day. So,
yeah.
Yeah. Those are three iconic people in my life. You know what I mean?
Just, yeah.
You know. But you still rolling.
How much music do you think is still out there, Billy Sparks?
What'd you say?
How much music is still out there for Prince?
Oh. Prince got a whole vault of stuff, man, down in his basement. He must have 500-600 tunes down there, you know.
Oh. And what's going to happen? I mean, he didn't leave a will. What's going to happen to all
with
that
the
music?
Family and all that.
Well, he's getting, you know, it's going to be straight. They got the bank or whatever, I think, is the responsible party now, and they're going to hire some good people. And one of our friends, I can't say now because it's not official time, but one of our friends that you know, from the legal world is going to be in the mix very heavy, and I think that's going to be good.
So, who, Londell?
I ain't going to say nothing.
Okay.
Yeah, but, you know, it's going to be good, and it's going to be taken care of, and, we're going to be happy when they do the announcement, Tom, and you, like I said, you know the brother, and you're going to be very, very satisfied. They're going to put a man in there to know what he's doing, and it's going to be all good.
All right. Billy Sparks.
All right, Tom, join. Well, listen, always a pleasure, man. I know you're busy, man, Don Corleone, so I'm not going to waste your time. I'm going to see you later.
And you're out there with Anthony Hamilton and Fantasia now.
Absolutely.
Good job. Well, tell them we said
you're in Dallas on Thursday?
In Dallas Thursday, yes, sir, this Thursday.
Okay.